Here you are in front of the Capitole, the very heart of Toulouse, since 1190, when the Capitoule, the assembly of noblemen and bourgeoisie who governed the city, set up the town hall. In the inner courtyard, you can see the only statue made of Henry IV during his lifetime. Passing from room to room, you'll find canvases of public figures painted by masters, such as Jean Jaurès, painted by Henri Martin. Then there's the magnificent Salle des Illustres, with its busts of illustrious Toulousains, men like Pierre-Paul Riquet, who was project manager of the Canal du Midi, the naturalist La Pérouse, or the mathematician Pierre de Fermat. But if this place is so dear to the hearts of the Toulousains, it's because it's here that they get married, in this décor which helps make the occasion so memorable. The south wing of the town hall is occupied by the famous Théâtre du Capitole, where Pierre Nougaro once sang, father of another famous Toulousain. After being destroyed by fire in 1917, the theatre was rebuilt in 1923 and has been frequented by lovers of bel canto for generations. So many music lovers, in fact, that the theatre just isn't big enough. Since 1974, the Halle au Grain has housed Orchestre National du Capitole. The Capitole refers to the town hall, of course, but it's also the square, known until the 17th century as the Place Royale. Look how lovely it is today. The fine perspectives, the pink flagstones, the bronze cross of Languedoc at your feet, and the fresques by Raymond Moretti under the arcades.
How right people are to say the Place du Capitole is the very heart of Toulouse. Just look around and you'll see for yourself. Cafes whose terraces are full at any season of the year. The succession of colourful markets, not to mention the jubilant nights when the Stade Toulousain marks up another victory and the crowd comes to acclaim its heroes. And the pulse of the city vibrates to the god of rugby.